ABC Radio Australia.
Voters in Vanuatu are just 4 days away from this year's national election, and the country's first all-female political party was created to contest the poll, but not a single candidate is running under its banner. Jordan Fennell takes a look at why.
There were high hopes for Vanuatu's all-female-led political party. The Leleon Vanua Democratic Party hoped to get a record number of women elected as MPs. There are no females in the 52-seat parliament, and its members wanted to change that. But just a month before election day, the party announced it would not contest the election.
We tried very hard.
Andrina Komala Lini Thomas is Secretary General for Leleon Vanua and had planned to run under its ticket.
We did dinner dances, we did kava sales, we did ice cream sales. We did sausage sizzle sales. We didn't even make enough money. There was very little money we were making.
She says the group was at a disadvantage, as it didn't have the financial backing many of the older male-led parties had.
Because you don't have the strategic allowances, you have to be fundraising on the street and doing sausage sizzle and all that. And it's just going to be very difficult to get the money you need to actually, you know, go out there and field the candidate.
But Leleon Vanua's decision to pull out of this year's elections hasn't stopped women from contesting altogether. At least a dozen women are candidates running either as independents or with other parties. Dr. Thomas has also decided to continue her campaign elsewhere. She is now supported by the Oceania Transformation Movement. But barriers still exist, and she's not sure if voters are ready for more women to enter politics.
Men have this mindset that women are supposed to be at home, doing domestic work, creating babies, and that's it. That's their role. They're not supposed to be leaders. It's the men's job to be leading, governing and managing.
But others say it's not just men keeping women from the top job. Hilda Linney, the first female elected to parliament, is president of Leleon Vanua and had planned to run in this election. But she changed her mind after she witnessed the women in her party disagreeing.
The women are what talking about so many things and not agreeing on one thing. And so when I saw that, I realized that women are not ready yet. They are not ready yet to contest if they are really serious about getting seats in parliament. So I decided I wasn't going to run.
She says she's disappointed to see women running against other women in certain seats rather than supporting each other.
I am a bit disappointed in a way that immediately you can see that women are not really preparing to win the election. Women are ready to be elected, but ready to work together and united to face the other political parties in elections. I didn't think that women were ready to work as one and to decide on one person to contest in any constituency.
But when it comes to voters themselves, some, like Nurse Debbie Fred, are getting behind female candidates.
It's really important that women get into politics because our voices could not be heard. You know, I have two daughters coming up, and I think that's really important that I take this leading role to, you know, advocate and voice this concern to give them a better fit.
She hopes to see more women in parliament after the March 19 election, but former MP Hilda Linney says it will take time to convince many voters that women can lead the country.
It's a new concept for a lot of people here, men and women, and they were not ready to support it.
Leleon Vanua planned to contest in the 2024 election, and Secretary General Dr. Andrina Thomas hopes that in that time the situation in Vanuatu will change.
It's going to take many years and a lot of educative work to assist men to change and transform their mindsets that women should also have a place in decision-making of a nation.